Hi, Steven.
Inshallah.
Can you hear me?
What are you going to go say? Know that I have a favorite. Huh? I said, I don't know that I have a favorite. Okay. Right. Renee, you still in there?
I was asking, could you hear me?
Oh, I'm connecting a remote conference we got.
Oh, no worries. Are you okay? It's not displaying the computer screen.
Hello.
How are
Good.
you? I'm
Good.
Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Nice to meet you. Yeah,
Got here a little early.
that's okay. Feel free to take a seat wherever you like.
All right.
Oh, you know why I can't hear you, Renee? My laptop is muted like a goober.
Oh, is that why?
I was like, doot, 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 doot. Oh, maybe she'll talk to me. And then I'm like,
It so many times. I'm like, are you there? You're so funny. How
that's fun day.
you doing though? How's it going with your new role?
Yeah,
Or additional role? Yep.
it's interesting, yeah, that's for sure.
Feel free to restart when we get here too for the recording.
I'm sorry?
You wanna, because I don't know if it's recording or not, if you wanna push play at like 3 o'clock, because
Oh,
it'll start recording for the
yeah, I mean
recording.
it's recording, but I mean that's Mark can edit all that. He's the master.
I think we just have to push it a second time. I'll ask him.
Are you talking on the recording, the local Zoom recording? Yeah, I mean it's fine. It's, I just don't want us to miss it because Mark gets upset when we do that.
I do not get
Oh,
upset.
hello.
Maybe strongly expresses displeasure. I don't, is that
Okay, yeah, but
Oh.
there's a line there between those two.
It is, yes. Yeah, it's a fine demarcation. Yeah. Let me make you host so you can start the streaming there, sir.
Cool.
Thank you very much. I'm like awkward because they're like, yeah, we're recording on too. Not used to everything being on time.
If you're not early, you're
I
late.
know. Nice.
Hi, I'm Don Kindred.
Hi, Don. My name is Cheryl Plumley.
You look so familiar. I
I
don't know.
do?
Yeah, I don't know where I've crossed paths with you, but you look familiar.
I hope that's a good thing.
I
Oh,
know.
yeah. A
She
good path
kind
and
of chuckled, you know? I don't
not
know.
a. So have you served on this committee before?
Nope, this is my first
So
time.
this, okay.
In fact, never been
I
in
think
this
we
building.
have, is it five new people? That's why I put on their intros and like just so you guys can say hi to each other because we got a whole new fresh set of people. So
That's kind of what I was expecting with the different. I didn't realize they were grouped together, or maybe they.
it's all just one, but then everybody serves like a different, like I think your community, I don't remember. And then I think Dawn might be community too, or
I still have to be in the campaign, and Mike just sent a text saying he'll be here in 10 minutes. He's on par. It's on par for Mike. So this meeting will be a little bit different than the other ones because there's some operational stuff at the beginning and there's no chair pick yet. So that those will be the first couple of things. I'll do a little intro spiel. We'll get Monica set up and then we'll go through the agenda. You can pick people and we'll go through the items.
We do have forms that you can start.
Is she gonna?
Yeah, I'm texting her. I sent her the link and I sent her the phone number.
Can you make her a little smaller so I can see more
of it? Do you
want to see more of it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So she's calling.
All or join. I sent her the information so she would join on her phone. Okay. She was struggling with her laptop, so then I said you could just click on your phone. So
okay.
She can either call or market.
Will you do the call to order and bring us into the meeting?
Sure.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's call to order.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got to start at the very top.
Okay.
Pledge.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have anybody on the line for public comment?
We do not have any public comment.
Anybody in the room for public comment?
Yep.
All right. Moving on. Okay, I'll call this meeting to order of the Citizens Bond Oversight Committee, Warren Riverside Community College District. My name is Patricia Reynolds. I am, this is my third term.
Yes. Well, third, technically you're starting
first,
over.
First term. First term, third term. Introduction.
My name is Cheryl Plumley. I am a member at large.
Very good. Jordan Wright, also member at large.
Don Kindred, also member at large.
Gabriel Graves, student representative.
Yeah. We'll go to staff after.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and do. Oh, I'm gonna. Is she on? Because if not, I'm not gonna skip this part.
She's still having technical difficulties, so we can put it at the end if you want.
If Monica is able to join us, we'll stop. We'll allow her to join, and I'll ask her about participation remotely. So you've done intro. Now we can do a call for chair and vice chair. Looks away. So at some point there's got to be a chair that comes on. You could nominate Monica. It's not really fair. Or Mike, he's not here.
I think that's what we did the last time.
I feel like that is what happened last time.
That is what happened. Whoever wasn't here got elected.
Yeah.
I think it's happened a few times.
So I will nominate Mike.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second the nomination.
Okay.
Who seconded? Sorry.
Jordan.
Okay.
All those in favor?
All right. Aye.
Excellent.
Sweet. Nice.
I hear the ding. It's going to be awesome if she walks in. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now there would need to be a vice chair because he is not here. There are open nominations.
Who was chair last time? Was it Monica? If somebody wants to nominate me, I'll be vice chair.
I will nominate Patricia.
But nobody has to second it.
No. Jordan already did. You missed it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It is your meeting, Adam.
Okay. Let's get started. Let's see, we did that. Let's have our overview. Who's going to give the overview? Okay.
If you don't mind, I'll sit
wherever you are.
So, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of the Riverside Community College District, I'd like to extend my thanks for your membership on the Citizens Bond Oversight Committee. I know it's going to take time, your time, but it's a very important function, especially to be able to account to the public. So, appreciate it. My name Zarin Brown, Vice Chancellor of Business and Financial Services. I've been with the district for 26 years, including in my present position as Vice Chancellor of Business and Financial Services for 12 years. I want to take a few minutes to introduce my staff, who you'll see almost every single meeting. They're in support of this committee in bringing information, both on projects and financial activity. First is Hussein Aga. He's the Associate Vice Chancellor of Facilities Planning and Development. He's been here for six years. Yeah. Seems like a lot longer than that with all the things that we have going on. But so his team is responsible for advanced planning and development of our facilities, ensuring compliance with district's TD plan and college facilities master plans. They manage the planning, development, and implementation of the district five-year capital outlay plan, obviously the Measure C and Measure CC program, and long-term capital facilities program. Next is Misty Griffin. She's over in the corner there. She's District Director of Business Services, has been with the district longer than me, 29 years, in a variety of different positions. She's currently in her position since 2022, maybe-ish, somewhere around there. So she's responsible for budget and purchasing, and they assist, the budgeting team assists the district in developing the annual budget along with many, many, many other key financial responsibilities. The purchasing team is responsible for the procurement process, including quality goods, services, and facility-related best value and low-cost bids, and also adhering to, while also adhering to public contract code regulations and board policies. And then next we have John Gary. He's a controller. He's been with the district since 2019 years. Okay, good. So he's responsible for all the accounting services function, payroll, accounts payable, accounts receivable, bookkeeping, inventory, I'm missing something, cashiering as well. He's also responsible for making sure that our vendors are paid on time as it relates to what we do here in this for this committee, but also for arranging for and having oversight of, and then also reporting to this committee for the external audit that's required for both Measure C and Measure CC on an annual basis. So you'll see him along with our external auditors. They'll show up in November, December, after they completed their work to report on, to provide the, to present the audit report to this committee. So just a little bit of background on Measure C and Measure CC. These bond funds were designated for the acquisition, design, construction, renovation, and modernization of our classrooms, buildings, and other facilities across our campuses, and now our other educational sites. And it's primarily to make sure that we're providing the educational facilities that are needed by our students to complete their journey, educational journey. Measure C and Measure CC also provide the local funding so that we can leverage state funding on state approved projects. And I'll get into that just a little bit in a minute. So the way it works for the, as far as the accountability for this committee to the public is when we have an authorization, the electorate provides an authorization for us to go out and then issue bonds. And when we issue the bonds, then we make there are assessments made to the property taxpayers of our district who then pay for that, then pays for the debt service. And so we want to make sure to the public that we're accounting for the use of these funds in an appropriate way. And that means that when we were, when our board decided to go and put this on the ballot, we made certain commitments to the public on the ballot measure that we would spend money on certain projects and on certain types of projects as well. So part of the responsibility of this committee is to ensure that we're doing that, we're following that, those guidelines. Measure C was designed so that we would not assess more than $18 per $100,000 of assessed valuation for to the taxpayers. And Measure CC was designed so that we would not exceed $19 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. So as I mentioned, I think the establishment of this committee is governed by Proposition 39 because we issued bonds under Proposition 39. And so I'll go over some of the primary responsibilities. It's to ensure transparency by informing the public about the expenditure of bond funds. It's to look at the activity that we present to you and report on the proper expenditure of taxpayers' money as it relates to the construction projects that we have going on, to ensure that an annual audit is conducted, both a financial and a performance audit. And that a big part of this is to confirm that the bond proceeds are used for the purposes that were listed in the bond measure itself, and that we don't spend it on teacher salaries or administrator salaries. And then finally, the responsibility of this committee is also, if you have any findings as you're going through the process, your responsibility is to report it to the Board of Trustees and the public and to highlight any discrepancies or issues. Measure C was approved in 2004 for $350 million. It's almost fully exhausted. Our goal, and Misty will go into this a little bit later, is to have it fully expended by the end of this year, this fiscal year, which is June 30, 2024. So that'll relieve one burden, hopefully, of this committee, and we'll be able to focus on just Measure CC moving forward. Measure CC is a $954 million bond authorization. It was approved by the voters on November 5th, 58.1%. The minimum threshold is 55, so we're glad that it passed. We feel that was a very comfortable margin, given where we were when we tried to go for Measure A. Not quite as good as Measure C, but still, it's passage, and that's a big thing. So the way we're doing this project, this measure versus Measure C, is going to be a little bit different. And that's primarily because it's been 20 years since we had a bond measure. And we have a lot of built up demand. And what we do as a district is we file what's called project proposals with the state for various projects that we want to be built on each of our campuses. We've had one project, the Norco Center for Human Performance and Kinesiology, that's been on the books for a long time. And it was funded basically just awaiting us to have a local match. So we did, they awarded planning working drawings for it. We got money for that. We did all the planning for it. And they actually awarded the construction funding, but it was dependent on us having our local match to be able to receive that. With the passage of Measure CC, we're now able to do that. That is going to be the first project out of the gate. In fact, it's starting July 1st, pretty much July 1st. So we are ready to go and hit the ground running on that. You'll see later the expenditures for Measure CC. While we've spent a lot, it's primarily one thing. And that's the Corona site. Misty will go over that a little bit more. And I'll add a little bit to that as well. So for Norco, that's the first project out of the gate. But we are fortunate also to have projects approved by the state for each of our sites in the next round of funding. I say approved. They're in the governor's budget for approval for this round, for this next budget year coming up. And so as long as there's no change, we'll have four more projects that are going to be on the books, and those will be done simultaneous. And that's one for each college, including our Ben Clark Training Center. So we have for Norco, we have a new library learning center and a library learning center and student services building. For Moreno Valley College, we have a new library learning center. For Riverside City College, we have a cosmetology building. And then for Ben Clark Training Center, we have the education building, phase 2A. In addition,
are they redoing the one up on top of the hill?
We were planning to demo it. We're not sure we're going to be able to demo it because there may be some historical significance.
I was going to say maybe a historical building now.
Yeah, we're looking into it. The city's saying yes, we're going to verify that, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do. Problem is, we need it for parking. It's a very old building that has hazardous materials issues with it. It's one of the reasons we haven't rehabbed it, because the rehab is extraordinarily expensive. So that remains to be seen what we do, but we'll have to come to a decision fairly soon on what we're going to do with that. In addition, we have the Inland Empire Technical Trade Center that's located in the city of River Valley. We have purchased land through an earmark that was provided to us by the state. That is going to be pretty much on the same timeline as all the rest of these projects. That one will be entirely funded through Measure CC. The other projects I mentioned have a combination state and Measure CC involvement. There's another project that we have going on in Marina Valley College. It is a STEM building. That one does not qualify points-wise for state funding, but they have a need for it. And so we are planning to still submit it to the state, see if we can improve the scoring, see if we can garner some state money. But if we don't, we're going to move ahead and build that building using Measure CC money 100%. And then we have a Corona site. And you'll see, this is the one I was talking about. This is where we have entered into a purchase sale agreement for that site on the corner of the Park Ridge and Main to build that site out. But it was dependent on us having the funding to be able to make the purchase. When Measure CC passed, we now had the money to purchase it. And so we will be developing that site. That one probably has a little bit longer time horizon because there needs to be a little bit more planning that goes into it. So that'll take a little bit more time than the site at City of River Valley. And then finally, we were notified that RCC has also been approved for Applied Tech to be submitted in the next round of funding, which would be next June. January, the January's governor budget that comes out in 2026. That's a huge project. So with that pretty much subsumes all of the Measure C money. There is some pieces of it left to help with program management and so forth, but that's a lot different than how we ran the Measure C program. There was a lot more. We were three colleges for one, and we didn't have an approved center. So the projects were a little bit more spread out. You couldn't really apply for state funding for projects unless you had an approved center. And it was a little bit different funding formula at the time. And also the state money wasn't available to be able to do some of these projects in such a rapid fashion. But with the approval of all of these projects, now we're ready to hit the ground running. So the only other thing I had to say is, typically what we do, and I saw on the agenda, there's you're going to have a session on Brown Act, I think.
Hoping to do that in the summer.
Okay. I would also recommend that we maybe get on council in here to do a session on roles and responsibilities. We typically do that with when we have a new membership. Mm-hmm. So we could probably have them do a Zoom.
Same meeting, yeah.
Yeah, they'd probably be willing to come and do it in person. That's the closure of this committee.
Yeah.
But with that, that's kind of a brief background, yes.
I'd like to take a pause real quick because we have a member joining remotely. And hopefully, Monica, can you hear me? So I'm taking the action. Monica, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yay. Okay. I'm going to ask a very specific question. Board Member Delgadillo Flores, please state your reason for appearing remotely.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it's one thing after another. I have medical issues right now. I'm not able to walk very well.
That's perfect. Thank you, Monica. Please disclose any
individuals. You're welcome.
Please disclose any individuals.
No, nobody. No.
Perfect.
Just me.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And then we also want to acknowledge Member Ball is here, and you are now the chair. I wrote it down when they took action. I wasn't joking. I texted you.
I texted you too.
I feel like it happened to you last time.
Huh? I was busy driving and hitting every red light between here and Notre Dame High School.
So now if you want to ask her any questions, that would be great.
Okay. Okay. Wheeler. The football stadium.
Oh, Wheelock. Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought last year we said that if the bond passed that we were going to try and, because it needs obviously the facilities are, you know, you got the field, but the facilities are 1940s. That locker room is.
Yeah. No, and I completely agree with you. So that, because we have all these state approved projects, and because they are so prohibitively expensive, and we have two brand new sites that we're developing, there's not enough funding to be able to cover any kind of renovation to Wheelock at this point. Yeah. So unless one of these projects falls up, which we're not expecting, it's just, there's not enough funding to.
Okay. So,
and that wasn't actually when we went to the, that wasn't part of the, our commitment to the public. When we were going out and looking for their support, we didn't identify Wheelock Stadium as a project that we were pushing forward.
I just remember last year we talked about it and said it would probably be in the bond.
We thought it would, but it is in the measure that we could do. But when you look at all the state projects,
Okay,
Okay.
If there's a change of opportunity for the state to fund these projects, then how are decisions made? Whether or not to delay them, take them out of the bond, opportunity to bring things into the bond?
So the only one I could foresee it's falling out probably be the Applied Tech at RCC, and that's only because it hasn't even been submitted to the Department of Finance. They haven't gone through their process for recommendation, and it hasn't been put forward by the governor yet as a project. All the rest of the projects have been put forward, with the exception of IETTC, which has been, you know, in the plan and in the works for 3 years now. And Corona has been in the works for a couple of years. So that's the only one that I can see possibly falling out. But we'll have to wait and see until next year in January whether or not it gets approved. Otherwise, yeah, we're starting down the path. We're waiting for the governor to, or the state to approve the budget before the end of June. Once that happens, we have funding to charge ahead with all the rest of the projects.
Those will be different than C, because you're going to have all the money spent in 4 years.
Yeah, we're looking 5 to 6 years. We'll be pretty much exhausted. Yeah, it's just they all happen to. I mean, it's a great thing that all these things were backed up and they're all scored well enough to get approved. But man, it is a huge amount of work all occurring at the same time. So, yeah, the Saints. Look at his hair now and then see what it looks like in a few years, because they got
it'll be like that Obama 2000,
yeah.
Obama 2016 picture.
But you know, so his office has a big load. It's also a big load on Misty's office, you know, and John's as well, because it all works together as far as, you know, all the transactions and everything that have to occur, all the contracting that has to occur. Yeah, it's just we'll be drinking from the fire hose for quite a while. But on the good side,
you might not have to have this committee for all that much longer.
So, yeah, instead of 20 years, it'll be six.
Yeah, it could be, it could be.
So, yeah, we are definitely hitting the ground running.
Sure.
I forgot to print a copy. Actually, I printed it. It's still on the printer. Okay, approval of minutes. So we're going to need roll call votes on everything. Do I hear a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve.
Wait a second.
You don't have to be here to vote on minutes.
A second.
You want to call roll?
I can do it. Delgadillo Flores?
Here.
It's a yes or no on the minutes.
Oh, yes.
Jordan?
Yes.
Jordan. You can abstain.
I guess that would be my intention to abstain.
That's fine.
Okay, I abstain.
Yes.
Good. Abstain.
Done.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that all?
I think the abstain was Kendrick and Lily. Gotcha. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Do Measure CC financial update.
Okay. Can I ask? Can you go back to the agenda? Can I ask if we can change the order so that we deal with 10A, then 10C, and then 10B?
9. Is that 9? Committee?
I'm sorry. Let me look at my page. I'm sorry, that's 7A, 7B, and 7C. But take A, then C,
then B. Okay, for moving forward or for this meeting?
That would be moving forward.
Okay, A,
yeah.
C, B.
The reason why is because they're connected. So C and A are together, so essentially.
Yeah.
B is separate, so.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, with that, I will have Misty go ahead and walk us through the report.
Okay, well, good afternoon. Good to see everybody's faces from last time and see new ones as well. So welcome aboard. All right. So what we have in front of us right now is a project commitment summary report. It is a summary of activities through April since our last meeting in October. It reviews any kind of financial transactions that may have happened in this time period. As you can see, we've highlighted any kind of changes over the last meeting that we had. So anything that's highlighted in yellow is different from the October minutes that you're going to be reviewing. We have had a reduction of cash on hand in the amount of about $3.45 million. And this is mainly due to the expenditures for the Student Services Welcome Center project at Utica Valley College, plus some smaller other payments going out, such as staffing. The next thing we see underneath the project commitment and proposed projects, we see that the completed projects has increased by about $5.7 million. And this is due to two projects being moved from the in-progress projects up to the completed projects. And those two projects are the scheduled maintenance match project as well as the Norco fuel cell match. And the reason why these two projects are being moved from in-progress to completed is because, one, we no longer have a required match for scheduled maintenance. And two, the fuel cell, we are awaiting rebates, which will not be realized. Moving on to the in-progress reports, this has been decreased by about $6.2 million. And this is, again, due to those two projects being moved from the in-progress to completed. But in addition to that, we've added the anatomy and physiology and organic chemistry lab project from at Moreno Valley. We've added that to the list. So that's increased that particular line item. As for the contingency, this one has increased by about $60,000, and this is due to the interest reconciliation, which was taken to the board in February. Now, Karen, if you,
yeah,
moved you just slightly, just a little bit. Okay, so what we have, a little bit more.
All right, can we make that bigger too?
Yeah, definitely. For better. Oh, much nicer. Thank you. Okay, so what we have on this, it's good. And I'll have you go down a little bit, but not right now. So, right, what we have on this report is we have other funding which has been allocated towards these projects. And what you'll see if you go scroll down a little bit now until we get to the yellow one, a highlighted one. Okay, so you're going to see a little bit more. Just give me the mouse. No. Okay, so what we're seeing is we're seeing some highlighted items that keep on going. These are changes in the non-Measure C funding for these particular items. Now, we see quite a bit here, but two of those that we've seen particularly are due to one, scheduled maintenance match being moved from one grouping to another. But it also has to do with the addition of the anatomy and physiology organic chemistry lab project at Moreno Valley College. That's why you see this particular column being highlighted as well, even though we're talking about Measure C, this is another funding.
Yeah, so there, so what you'll see, or what you, if you go back and look at some of these projects on Measure C, but what you'll also see going forward with Measure CC, and that column will be the match from the, or the contribution from the state. That's why I think there's what, $107 million. Yeah. So in Measure C, we've had a number of state projects where we leveraged that source of funding. We also had, like the Aquatic Center, we had a contribution from both the county and the city of Riverside. So that would show up in there. The organic chemistry and anatomy and physiology project that has redevelopment fund, I think, redevelopment increment that's matching against the Measure C money that we're putting in that project.
So that concludes my report. Are there any questions? That's report for the Measure C. There we go. Okay, so this particular, this is the capital program executive summary report, lovingly known as a CPES report. And this reflects any kind of budgetary changes that occurred between October and April. I know you see a lot of yellow here, but let's focus on that last line because that is a summation of what's happening above it. So what we see on this last line is we see an increase of about $1.1 million from the last report that we had. And some of this is due to the income distribution, the amount of $440,000. But we also have the closing out of some work projects in the amount of $776,000, which again went to the February board. This includes, of course, the scheduled maintenance match project, as well as the Norfolk fuel cell and some staffing budget reconciliations. This also includes the addition, again, of the anatomy and physiology organic chemistry lab project at Moreno Valley College. Now, the plan is, as VC Brown stated, the plan is to have this budget fully expended by fiscal year end. And the plan, this will be done by applying allowable expenditures that were expended under other fundings and apply them to the Measure C funding. Again, if you could scroll down. This is just the Measure C, but again, just like the other one that we saw. Here. This column right here, this is, again, non-Measure C funding, just like in the other one that we just saw. And if you scroll down, you'll see some highlighted items. Here we go. So in this particular column, we do see some changes to the non-Measure C budget. And this is mainly due, again, to the anatomy and physiology and organic chemistry lab project at Moreno Valley College. And that concludes my report. If there are any questions.
So moving forward, we've been talking internally about the value of having both the project commitment summary report and what we call the CPES report for Measure CC projects. And the reason why, because Measure C was handled differently at start, We started with gangbusters with RCC projects, and then Norco had quite a few projects, and Marina Valley was kind of laggy. And so there came a point of time where we said, we got to really kind of regroup on this to make sure that
all of the colleges are treated equitably as far as the amount of funding they get and the projects that they can that will occur on each of their sites. So we regrouped on that. We actually prepared this report as a supplement to our financial report to show what has actually been committed to a variety of different things. And because we have, you look at the laundry list of items that we spent for Measure C, Measure CC is not going to be like that. We're going to have a few projects at each college. We'll have one at the center, and then we'll have the Corona and IETTC site, and then we'll have some secondary effects projects that go along with it. So much smaller list, we'll be able to have everything that's on here basically on the project commitment. Yeah, project commitment summary report, so we only need one. So moving forward, you won't see this separate report for Measure CC. You will continue to see it for Measure C until we're finished with it.
All right. So this, we're back to the one you saw initially, but this is for the Measure CC money. So this is the project commitment summary report for the Measure CC money. And again, this is going to reflect any kind of financial transactions that happened since the last time. And of course, that's everything since we just got the money. So as BC Brown stated, we were approved for $954 million. Our first issuance is in the amount of $205 million. And I know you're focusing right in on that 203 right there at the very, very top. And the reason why there's a difference between those two numbers is because we still are in the process of reconciling the escrow expenses. Once I get done, you'll see the 205 there. Now, as for the cash on hand, it's at $183 million. And this is because of the difference between the issuance of the 203, which we're seeing now go up to the 205 later, but it also is the difference between the issuance and the purchase of the land in the Corona Center at Park Ridge in Maine in the amount of $19.9 million, which we'll see shortly. So if we can scroll down. Oh, thank you. Now, as you may notice, there is no budget information on this page. So it has been our practice not to take a budget resolution this close or into our budget cycle, which we are currently in. And we will be taking care of this, or we'll be applying the budget or including it in our adopted budget in September 25, when we adopt the 25-26 budget. And as you can see, this is more ambitious. So that's it for this one. Are there any questions?
Yeah. And also, so what you'll see is we're planning to take a four reports to the board to identify each of the projects that I mentioned when I was sitting here that are going to be associated with Measure CC. We're planning on doing that in August. However, once the board adopts the final budget for this next year in September, that's when this information will then be input into here, and we'll update it for expenditures and to date, and we'll update the budget number as well. Just a little bit, if you go back to the first page of that.
Of that report?
Yeah, that report. Yeah, so just a little bit of information on the series, the first issuance. So we happened to hit the market at a perfect time. We were the only municipal offering at that point. None of the turmoil of the feds had happened at that point. So we were actually able to garner orders for the $205 million issuance seven times that amount because we were the only player in town. And what effectively that does is lowers the cost of issuance. And so we were about a half a basis point lower than just a week later. So not any real great planning on our part as far as that. It just so happened that the timing worked out perfectly for us, and we were able to.
You mean 50 basis points, right?
Half
a basis point isn't exactly.
Yeah, 50 basis points. Sorry. We were able to really work out well with that first issuance. I don't anticipate that's probably going to happen moving forward, but you never know. We probably are right now. We're we're working out because we have so many projects going on at the same time. I've been talking with our financial advisor about our bonding capacity, because when you have this much going on at the same time, we want to make sure that the scenarios that we ran on $954 million of issuance, we really had planned maybe 10 plus years for that issue, those issuance to occur. Now it looks like it's going to be compressed more into like a 6-year time period. And as long as AB continues to grow at the same level that it has, we're going to be fine. If not, then we're going to have to regroup a little bit on the timing of our issuances. It's just, we have so much volume of work going on at the same time, and we need cash to be able to do it. We're hoping that the market and the AB values increase at the expected rates so that we can fund it all.
Okay. Thank you, Misty.
Okay, that was number 7.
Good afternoon. Hey, this is Christina Gass, Associate Vice Chancellor of Facilities and Planning Development. Since last time we met, we applied for reports that were approved by the board. We applied for the first one in December, actually. The board approved $3.9 million for the Marina Valley College of Land Council. Currently, Marina Valley College science and technology building does not have organic chemistry lab, which forces the student to go somewhere else, either Riverside City College or local college, to take those classes in order to complete their certification. So this project and the renovation or reconfiguration of one of the classrooms to organic chemistry lab will enable the college and their student to complete the program in the same building. As I mentioned, the $3.9 million, that's the total project budget with two phases, and we are currently under construction. The goal is to open this project by the fall, so we have students on seats starting fall this year. Next one, page 42. All right, I'm actually on this one a little bit. We have a state funded project, which is the Norco College Center for Human Performance and Kinesiology. This is about the 55,000 gross square footage. And as Eric mentioned, we received the funding 2 years ago and completed the design. And we are currently in the procurement to get company by June 4th. In February, we engaged construction management from CW Driver, and that will contract with an amount of $1.3 million. This project has a couple of secondary effects, and the construction services include managing those two secondary effects. One of the secondary effects would be to demo an existing building, which is a CAC building at the Norco, of which that program needs to be relocated somewhere else. It will be relocated to the Stan Hamlin building at the college. And the other secondary effect will be to upgrade an existing chiller system that will support this upcoming building for cooling and heating. Next, this is also, this full report also related to the NOCO, sorry, to the Marina Valley Organic Chemistry Lab. As I mentioned, we are in under construction as we speak, and we engage construction manager to boots on grounds to manage the project. Marina Valley College, also another project at the Processing Department to support people. That project is a Riverside funded stable maintenance, but the organic chemistry lab is partial manage, funded to measure. Next. All right. As I mentioned, for the Norco Center for Human Performance, we engage a construction manager in the report can help us to start the procurement process. And one thing we have done is we always qualify general contractors. This project will be, total will be about 62 plus million. Construction is about 52 million, so it's a significant investment. And we want to be sure like we have the right contractor to, you know, construct the project. So this loan report authorizes us to do the pre-qualification, so the resolution to pre-qualify contractors for this particular project. Next. This one actually, we've done the pre-qualification and let's go up to the next slide. And throughout the process, we selected more five contractors who are going to bid out for the project. They demonstrated their financial capacity and their experience. We have client profiles and kind of agree with their, you know, tender bid. One of them will be the successful bidder that will be presented. Just to give you a little bit update about the Measure C project. At Marietta Valley College, Student Services, the project received substantial completion and actually occupied. That's really good. I like the student community. We were able to just run forward. That was the last investment for NRC. On the organic chemistry lab, we discussed this a little bit. So the project had a construction, and at Norco College, we then start construction July 1st, which we will have to jump around the moment.
Thank you. Okay, number nine, business from committee members. Okay, discuss. We've been meeting.
Right now, the committee has been meeting on a quarterly basis.
We did it 6 months for the last one just because we had one project left on C.
Right. But the load that they're talking about, we probably need
quarterly, right?
Quarterly. You are not obligated to do more than one a year. You are obligated by the bylaws to do at least one meeting annually. But traditionally, this group has met quarterly. And it's, we would book it out and schedule it. So if that's the will of the collective, we can continue that. If you want to meet less, that just puts like, I guess, a little more onus on staff for heavier meetings, but it's at the pleasure of the group.
But they're usually an hour, and we meet usually on a Wednesday at 3 in here, but whatever it is, the second or third, Thursday, Wednesday, they all run. But it is Thursdays, you are correct. Thank you, my dear. Anyway, would you guys want to keep the same? Oh, sorry.
As you're considering the schedule.
Is a different day better for you?
No, day is fine. Month, though, is sort of critical as we're getting through the audit. If we can make a request to have one of your meetings occur in October.
I think that's where it is.
Yeah,
July, yeah. October, yes.
That way we can, once the audit is finished, we can present it, and then we're stay on schedule to also present to the board of trustees.
So that's a good time then. Okay.
Other than that, I think we're open.
Okay. Is it, anybody have an objection to that?
Did you want to go back to the old schedule of we can get January, April, July, October then?
Yeah, that's what,
for feedback.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing for the last few years.
I think it's usually the second Thursday at 3 o'clock. And usually these meetings are 30 minutes. We've gotten them pretty quick. We did intros today, but usually they're about 30 minutes.
Well, they're going to have more load, though.
So then maybe 45.
It's probably going to be about
Yeah, I'd say I'd schedule for an hour just because they're going to start ramping this stuff up. We've had one or two projects for the last year, so those meetings are really good. If he gets up and goes, there's four yellow lines. And here they are. Gee, those are her favorite. Okay, so that we'll just stay on the January.
We just need a motion and then taking action for it.
Can I have a motion to have our meeting scheduled out for January, April, July, October, second Thursday, 3 o'clock in the boardroom here?
I'll move.
I have a second.
Second. Monica? Welcome back to Monica. Don?
Yes.
Gabriel?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes. Yes.
I agree.
Thank you.
So operationally, you'll get an email as you have from CBOC with the schedule. And for those of you who want appointments, please let us know. We can send you the appointment as well. Renee tends to put all of the information in the appointment. So you'll have, as soon as the information goes up on the website, it'll already be a packet in your email that way.
And I'll post all the calendars on the website so you guys can always know where to go. And if you need anything, I'm behind the scenes, so feel free to email.
Okay, next, CDFC site update.
Do you have the website up?
Renee just touched on this administratively. We obviously have a public-facing page. This is accessible, obviously, to anybody. It has, Aaron read earlier, some of the information on the bond in terms of the measure itself. That is posted here. The application is always live in case people are interested. The bylaws are posted there. Anything that you should need should be available there. And who's serving in what capacity, because of the seven members, you are all occupying a specific statuted required position. So if you ever have questions about that, it is up there. If you feel like something should be up there and it's not, please let us know. It does link to, Hussein has a separate page that hosts all of the projects that has more detail. So we don't want to duplicate it. We want to take it straight to the source.
Yeah, we link to it, right?
We do directly. Yeah, yeah. So that way you can find any of the information. The packeted information that comes on the financial side is loaded there. So if you go onto that site and you see something that seems off or needs to be updated, please let us know. Otherwise, it's just a back-end resource. But if you can't find your packet, you could go there and find it as well.
You mentioned earlier a training on the Brown Act. Will that be on the same date and time as the July meeting, or were you talking a subsequent meeting?
We'll just go, and there's questions here, because that's the next item on the agenda. And to Aaron's point, we can also ask our bond counsel to come. The intent was, you all are able to put agenda items. This is your agenda. We're making recommendations on what should be there from a compliance perspective so that it's before you. And we can report back to the board. But if there are items that you want agendized, please just send them to the CBOC email and we will do that. One of those items that was suggested was Brown Act. We'll also reach out to bond counsel. Those are separate humans. And we'll look at having both of those items for the July meeting.
Where's the bond counsel located?
San Francisco, I think.
Oh, then just Zoom them because they'll bill you to come down.
They might be down here for something else, but
I think they have another office.
Yeah.
Closer
to San Francisco. I think they've got an LA office, but we'll see.
You still got 3 or 4 hours of travel that they'll cushion it.
Oh, bond counsel doesn't usually charge you for those things because they got you on the front end when they got the bonds. They don't charge you for these things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cost of issuance.
Yeah. Coming up with these things, they don't charge hourly.
Get your money's worth.
So make them come. Okay.
I was trying to save everybody's
money. Yeah, I know. The little hour matters. Absolutely. So we'll make more of a legal section with two items from an informational perspective, because this is a Brown Act body. So, which is why we did roll call and that script thing, because there are only two reasons you would not be able to appear or be able to appear remotely without physically being here. And one of those is medical. And that's what Monica is on currently. So we'll have somebody come and share Brown Act with you, as well as the bond council roles and responsibilities.
And we do all the financial stuff and the business stuff, and then have the, so that way they don't have to stick around for that, and then we can do the.
Oh, they love hearing about Brown Act updates. So Misty's so excited about it. So excited.
I'm putting it on my
calendar. Isn't it?
Okay. So unless there is concern, and I will talk to both of them about timing, unless it's too big of a lift for the meeting, I don't want to overwhelm time. So if it ends up being like it's going to be a 90-minute meeting, we'll reach out and make sure that that works for everybody for that day. Because typically we have been about 60 minutes on the high side. So
right now we're at 55.
Yeah, and there's only one more round.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have anything? Go and meet everybody. I got here late. My apologies.
You become chair when that happens, apparently.
Well, last year I was here, but it was my turn. It had been a while. Anyway, does anybody have anything they want to?
You're talking about plans and stuff like that. Is all published on the website?
Yes.
So I could see all like plans, drawings. All
that. Well, it'll link to the same.
Some like the plans that we have. For,
architectural plans, drawings. Just Norco Center for Human Performance.
I had seen some, but I'm not sure I can access that.
We have rendering. Our website, we will post the rendering with the square footage of the building and general description of the project and the budget and what have you, but not necessarily specific.
Would they be able to come in to your office and look at them if they wanted to?
We pretty much, yes, we do. We're pretty much digital now. Yeah, they're about age, so we don't try
and. Well, yeah.
You're not going to roll out a set of plans?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm interested in, yeah. In kind of
the. It's like to his page on the Measure C, so you can see what currently in construction, too, and like the completed one. So if you go to the CBOC site, you click on the facility development and it has the project on there too.
But if there are specific plans that you want to see, go ahead and reach out and we can, right. If it's not published somewhere, we can schedule a time.
So of all the projects we talked about, the only one is the Center for Human Performance, because that's the rest of them we're just getting into the planning phases. So if you want to see prior ones, we can access.
Like from Measure C?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, just let us know what you need to look at and the one to look at and provide access.
Monica, did you have anything?
Me? Hello? No, I have nothing. No, not at this time. Thank you for asking.
Hopefully you'll feel better and can be here next time. We'd love to see you.
Yes, me too. All right.
Okay, other than that, I will take a motion to adjourn. We are adjourned.
No move.
Thank you.
Bye, Monica.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming. I know you drive the bus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.